Hi, you're listening to Andy Mason, and this is Authentic Conversations Around the Messy Intersection of Faith, Family, and Work. And we've been on a really on a series of walking through how important dreams and desires of your heart are, and then how to practically walk them out. Most recently, beliefs to build your life on or build your dreams on. So important, and again, it's so important right now because everything is so uncertain and there's so many crazy things going on. Dreams lock you into something deeper, as in, what are you going to live your life for? What would you do if you were fearless, if you were 10 times more courageous? It's what keeps you going and what keeps you tied into something that is more important than just making money and slipping through life. Not doing this is just not an option. So today, we're going to walk through keys to set yourself up to succeed. Now, if you're saying, well, I'm not doing this dream thing, that's okay. This will help you anyway. These are some really, really helpful practical keys that regardless of what you are going after, what's on your heart, what's important to you, these things will help you set yourself up to succeed. So this is a chapter out of the book Dream Culture, Bringing Dreams to Life by Andy and Janine Mason. You can find the full copy on Amazon, and you can also download the activation, which will be in the show notes below. So here we go. Setting yourself up to succeed. Chapter 6. If I had 8 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend 6 hours sharpening my axe. Abraham Lincoln. Many people start on the journey of living their dreams, but some turn back due to the cost, the challenge, or the obstacles they face. Some were simply ill-prepared for the journey. So what are some vital keys or tools that you'll need to prepare your journey? What has helped others succeed in their journey? In this chapter, we offer you 3 keys that will help you make your journey successful. Daily dreams thoughts, daily dream goals, and the power of a relationship with a dream friend or dream partner. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Daily dream thoughts. Our lives become reflections of what we think about most often. Regardless of what we may say, it is really what we believe in our heart that determines our course, the decisions we make, and defines what we become. If you think something is impossible, you will never try it. But if you believe something is possible, you will come up with creative ways to make something happen. The Old Testament gives the account of 12 Israelite spies who went into their promised land. 10 came back with a positive report of the land, but also a fearful negative report of the people who were living there, saying, "We were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Numbers 13:33. The way they saw themselves was how they imagined other people saw them. Viewing themselves through fear cost them their lives as well as the lives of an entire generation of Israelites in the desert. How we think about ourselves is very important. Positive beliefs can equip us to realize our dreams and also help those in our realm of influence to live out their dreams. Poor thinking not only keeps you from realizing your dreams, but it can significantly cost your children, your friends, and your community. Much of what Jesus did and taught was offered to change the way we think about who God is, what he is really like, and how who we are in relationship to him. We are his children, lovingly made in his image and his likeness. As his children, we have access to everything we need to live fully alive. With him, nothing is impossible. What does your life say you believe to be true about God? What does your life say you believe to be true about yourself? What are you thinking? Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. In order to build a lifestyle of successfully pursuing your dreams, you need to have the right thinking. It's important to have the right thoughts or beliefs about God, yourself, and others. You can keep your dreams alive by upholding that right thinking. Whatever you think about grows. Thinking daily dream thoughts helps you keep your focus on your dream journey. It also helps you maintain alertness to opportunities. When you are intentionally looking for something, you'll be more likely to recognize it when it crosses your path. Daily dream goals. At the end of one of my coaching sessions with a young dreamer in the seventh grade, he made a profound statement. "I've learned that anything is possible. I just have to build myself up for it." He was talking about breaking big dreams or big goals down into small, seemingly insignificant steps that suddenly come together to accomplish the dream. Daily dream goals are like those things you act on that move you closer to the dream each day. Thoughts are great for keeping the vision in front of you and maintaining focus, but it is the action you take that will actually get you to where you want to go. We have a bulletin board in our home, and on it is a bright piece of paper that states, "What am I doing today to walk toward my dream?" It is a constant reminder for us to make choices about protecting our priorities and doing something, however small, each day that moves us closer to achieving our dreams. A knife cuts because of focus. It's easy to get caught up with the busyness of life and spend weeks on end without making any progress toward your dream. Daily or even weekly dream goals help us keep a reminder in front of us to continue advancing. At the beginning of the week, I put on my task list the things that I don't want overlooked in the busyness of my life. It might be the book I want to finish, the person I want to meet, or the resource I want to locate. I find that when I make a commitment to actively pursue something each week, even if it seems insignificant, I continue building momentum and keep the passion for the dream inside me alive. Dream friend or dream partner, what do I look for? All through this book, we continue to emphasize the importance of relationship and community. The brother who was born to walk with us through adversity, see Proverbs 17:17. The friend who sticks closer than a brother, see Proverbs 18:24. The threefold cord that is not easily broken, see Ecclesiastes 4:12. If you gain nothing else from this book, gain the importance of covenant community that results in great power and great grace like that shown in Acts 4:32. A dream culture is one full of powerful relationships where the impossible becomes logical. We believe that one of the most significant factors in the successful pursuit of a dream is having a powerful relationship with another person who can hold you accountable to your greatness and walk with you on the journey. We call this person a dream friend or a dream partner. So could anybody be a suitable dream partner? Joseph in Genesis 37 found out the hard way that sharing your dream with some people can result in them wanting to kill you. Choose wisely, as many a person has had their dream crushed by a well-meaning friend who wanted to save them from disappointment. No friend is immune to this feeling, especially when it concerns someone you deeply care about and don't want to see suffer pain. I have a friend who decided to give up a perfectly good career as an occupational therapist in order to pursue her dream of becoming a pilot with a commercial license. To be honest, when she first told me what she was going to do, I had some serious reservations. My heart for my friend's welfare made me want to advise her to drop the whole crazy idea and play it safe. I saw the potential for financial ruin, as well as other pitfalls that might await on her journey to become a commercial pilot. I wanted to rescue her from them all. Thankfully, I kept my mouth shut. 3 years later, my friend graduated from pilot school, was accepted into Missionary Aviation Fellowship, and was assigned to fly heavenly missions into Papua New Guinea. All that to say, those closest to you may love you too much to encourage you to take your biggest risk because they want you to stay safe. Keep away from people who try to belittle your ambition. Small people always do that. But the really great make you feel that you too can become great. Mark Twain. It is amazing how God, who is love, encourages us to take risks beyond ourselves and promises us he will never leave our side. He is the greatest dream partner of all. What would it be like if we could imitate him for our friends and their dreams? When choosing someone to be a dream partner, look for someone who believes in you and for someone who believes that the impossible is not only possible, but also highly likely when God is involved. Choose someone that will have the courage to ask you the tough questions about how you are doing with what you said you were going to do. In order to do this, they need to be part of your life on a regular basis. With the communication technology we have access to, a dream partner who is helping you stay focused on losing weight could be on the other side of the world, but in reality, someone you attend the gym with on a daily basis may be a better choice. Who do you have in your life right now that you could build relationship with in order to form a growth-centered partnership, one where you can commit to one another's personal growth and development? What would it take for you to become vulnerable enough to not only share your own heart dreams, but also the personal challenges you need help overcoming in order to achieve those dreams? Now, who in your life can you help champion their dreams? I am a success today because I had a friend who believed in me, and I didn't have the heart to let him down. President Abraham Lincoln. Dream activation exercise. Step one, dream champions. There are people all around you who are already living some aspect of their dream. They know what it is to overcome challenges and pressures that keep them from intentionally living their dreams. More often than not, they are more than willing to share their journey with you, and in doing so, encourage and inspire you on your own journey. Who do you know is living their dream? How did they discover their dream? How did they begin to walk it out? What would it take for you to meet with them and ask them for their story of discovery and pursuit of their dream? Check out www.roadtripnation.com for some great ideas, inspirations, and interviews with people from all walks of life who've shared their stories. Step two, dream friend or dream partner. If you haven't done so already, now is a great time to set up an intentional relationship with someone who holds you accountable to your greatness. Who do you have around you right now who believes in you and would hold you accountable to your dreams? When could you meet with them to discuss partnering for the purpose of helping each other achieve your dreams? Make a commitment to inspire and encourage one another in taking steps towards reaching your dreams. So, you've been listening to Chapter 6 of the Dream Culture book. You can get the entire book on Amazon, and it's either in an ebook format or in a physical book all over the world. And there is the dream activation exercise. You can literally download that right now from the show notes. That will really help you. Number one is dream thoughts. What am I thinking about today that's moving me forward, that's keeping me in touch with what's most important for me? Number two is the daily dream goals, those little steps day by day that suddenly turn you into the things that you want to be, the things you want to do. It's those little steps day by day by day. And number three, dream friend or a dream partner, someone that you can have a growth-centered relationship, that you can help one another hold accountability towards your dreams and desires that keeps you moving forward regardless of your circumstance. So bless your week. Look forward to connecting you again next week. We're actually going to break down the process of how do you take some big challenge, dream, idea, goal, and break it down into something practical and tangible that you can move towards. So thanks for joining me.